This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The Justice Department will now decide whether to prosecute Donald Trump.
The House January 6th committee is urging the Justice Department to prosecute Donald Trump for four crimes, including inciting or aiding an insurrection. It's the panel's bid to hold Trump accountable for the Capitol riot itself, not just for his actions leading up to it, but his inactions as it happened.
President Trump lit the flame. He poured gasoline on the fire and sat by in the White House dining room for hours watching the fire burn.
Despite panel member Elaine Luria's attempts to blame Trump for inciting the insurrection, legal experts have questioned whether he could be successfully prosecuted for it. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Today, a House committee votes on whether to release former President Trump's tax returns.
If the Democrat-controlled committee moves forward with the plans to release Donald Trump's tax returns, it's unclear how quickly that would happen. The Supreme Court last month cleared the way for the Treasury Department to send the returns to Congress. As a presidential candidate in 2016, Trump broke decades of precedent by refusing to release his tax forms to the public. Donna Warder, Washington.
A magnitude 6.4 earthquake shook parts of Northern California this morning. Thousands were without power afterwards. No injuries immediately reported. Millions of Americans will see some dangerously cold wind chill temperatures this week, says the Weather Service. Much of the central U.S. will shiver, and there'll be snow in the upper Midwest today. Ukrainian President Zelensky has visited the embattled Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, the site of some of the most intense fighting recently. His office says he met with military personnel there. This is AP News. A Hanukkah reception at the White House, and President Biden vows to fight anti-Semitism.
Baruch atah Adonai.
The event opened with a prayer. Hanukkah, commemorating the rededication of a temple in Jerusalem, in which a lamp with only one night's worth of oil miraculously burned for 8 days. It's a joyous festival, but President Biden noted that a sharp rise this year in anti-Semitism in the United States has many Jewish people on edge.
Silence is complicity. We must not remain silent.
He notes that he's added permanency to the Jewish faith at the White House, having a permanent menorah built, rather than relying on artifacts borrowed from Jewish groups.
Happy Hanukkah, America, and God bless you all.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.